Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of the organizers with the Green County Animal Shelter Facility Project is Don Orris now joining us. So thank you very much, Don, for being on.
Thank you for having me, Coltrane. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about the project.
Absolutely. And Don, people haven't been updated right now. The project used to be about $1.1 to $1.2 million. You were able to come to a consensus and knock down the price a little bit, but more manageable to actually get it off the ground and running.
Yes. All right. We've kind of come to the conclusion. We talked with the PAWS group and our fundraising committee, and then also our grant writing people. We have just come to the conclusion that we need to downsize it some. We need to make some cuts in some certain areas. And so we have prioritized all of those things and come up with a plan to build a metal building that we had originally wanted to be block because we knew the longevity was better. But we have come to the conclusion after doing a fundraising effort this winter, we were very successful. We sent out individual letters to each of the people in Greene County who hadn't already participated in our fund drive. And we raised $170,000, which was a huge amount. But also we come to the reality that we have just under $600,000 now raised. We also know that there's other great projects going on in our community, and that's what a progressive community is about. We have an early learning center out to raise money for their project. We also have the COVID epidemic going on, and it makes it difficult to raise money because of the lack of personal contact with people to ask for money. So with all those things combined, changed our path a little bit, and we're going to try to raise the money if we need additional to that, but to get a metal building with what we need in it. We had to cut down some storage areas. We had to backtrack on some of our odor material and equipment to control the odor, although we're going to do it in a little different way. We're going to have separate areas for the people and separate areas for the animals as far as air conditioning and cooling and heating to try to cut that odor down in a different way. Very instrumental in talking with Mark Peters about his new veterinary building. He's been very, very helpful in helping us to see what is possible. And plus, in the last 5 years, a lot of major changes have happened in metal buildings. It allows us to do some things that we before were not able to do. For example, when we looked at metal buildings before, we were basically a metal building and then building a wall inside of a wall. It didn't make too much sense finance-wise and to meet the regulations of an animal facility. Now there are different methods that the metal buildings are being built with that will meet the standards that we need to have and at the same time keep the costs down. The city has now voted and we have the architects in place working on it. We're going to work closely with the steel building people to make sure that the specs don't jump beyond what they are able to do. See if we can't get this project totally off the ground and going.
And how great is it to be able to still tout that this construction part of the project will be done entirely from pledges and donations? That's pretty amazing to be able to say that.
We hope that we can get this done and completed and finished. And yes, not to have any tax dollars in it. The county and the city have agreed to work and have a budget every year on it, and that's really important. You're still going to, and I want to make sure this is very important, you still want to be able to save some money for donation for PAWS. PAWS is still going to do the volunteer work to make this work, and they still need money every year to meet their budget. Remember that when they adopt out an animal, they have more money in it than that you are paying to adopt the animal. Every time they adopt an animal, they lose money. So they are volunteering their time. They look for donations to cover the difference between what it costs to have all the shots, to have all the deworming, to have everything done to that animal before you adopt it. Because normally, if you adopt an animal for $50 or $100, whatever that figure is, it's usually twice that, if not more, to get that animal up to speed and be good for what you have done to the animal.
All right. And finally, Don, I know we talked a lot about you still needing donations and whatnot. Would you like to put a plug in there for people that would still like to give towards the project?
Oh, yeah. We still need your donation. We know we're at the $600,000 figure, but I'm positive that with the wood shortage and so forth, that the estimates that we have are going to be outdated, and so we know we're going to need at least some more money, and we need your help. I'll give you an example. Chantel Long at PNE is, if you need a mask for the COVID, she is making masks for whatever you'll donate to her. She'll give you a free mask. If you need a mask or you want to support the project and you think, well, it'd be nice to have an extra mask, get a hold of Chantel at Peony and she'll make you a mask. She's got several different styles even. She'll let you pick that out. We have all kinds of people who are really trying to help us, and we really appreciate her doing that along with everybody else that's helped along the way. And we have all kinds of donation places out, you know, Hy-Vee, Fairway, A&W, at Peony. We have all kinds of donation boxes out still. Please fill them up because we are still going to need the help. But we're really looking forward to getting this bid, getting the price finalized. And then we ought to talk a little bit, Coltrane, about construction.
Yeah.
Is it possible to start before winter hits? It's going to be close. It's a good question, if we can get things done. I've talked to a couple of steel builders. Once they have bid a project and they have the project, normally it takes from 6 to 8 weeks to get the building, the metal building, coming and there. Now, they can do all the prep work of all the concrete work and so forth and have it in place because they don't build the building first and then do the inside. They do all the flooring and all the concrete work and then put the building on top of that. So will they be able to start before winter hits? Depends on the winter. Depends on whether they can get the building here in time. Depends on a lot of different factors. But if they can't get it started this winter, they'll start in the spring. So that's the idea.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with one of the organizers with the Green County Animal Shelter Facility is Don Orris joining us once again. So thank you very much, Don, for coming back on.
Coltrane, we really appreciate the time you give us. I know people listen every morning to your show. It's a great following to have. It's a great place to talk about our venue. And Coltrane, we appreciate all the work you've done over these several years to educate people about what we're trying to accomplish, and it's just a great service you do. Thank you.
Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.